Giants and the Phillies at AT&T Park. Matt Moore winless in his last 9 starts, but his teammates have his back. Bottom one, 2 men aboard for Jarrett Parker.
Eflin's pitch, swung on, grounded fair the other way. And down the left field line, a little score too, and Parker's got another double, excuse me, as he got jammed a bit, shoots it the other way. Franco well off the line, had no chance at it. It's 2-0 Giants, 3 batters into the bottom of the first. 2-1, blasted high in the air, deep left field. Hoskins going back, he turns, and that ball is gone.
Another hanger.
Hunter Pence, his 11th home run of the season. And the Giants now lead it 4-0. Here's a swing and a line drive deep left center field. Long run up the alley and gone. Brandon Crawford, an opposite field home run over the 382 sign. It's a 2-run home run off Zach Eflin, and the Giants now lead it 6-0. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. 1-2. The pitch to Tommy Joseph. Swing and a ground ball hit to second. Should be 2. Tomlinson to Crawford on to first. A double throw. And Tommy Joseph struggles continue. That's the 20th double play he has hit into this season. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball on the infield. Hernandez has it coming home. The throw off the mitt of Alfaro and to the backstop. And both runs are going to score. Moncrief into second. It's now a 9-2 Giants lead. Hernandez with a high throw. Alfaro tried to put the tag down and the ball pops past his mitt.
The Phillies fell behind 6-0 after 3, and Zach Eflin was roughed up for 6 runs on 7 hits through just 5 innings as the Phillies fell to the Giants on Friday 10-3. Here is Philadelphia skipper Pete Mackanin.
Well, that's what we talked about. You know, I think, I don't know. You know, the velocity wasn't there, then it was there.
96.
So he might need to have a different game plan. I think if he establishes that good heater early in the game, it helps it with his secondary stuff instead of going to it later. So we talked, Mac and I talked about that, McClure and I talked about that. So for whatever reason, it just was a matter of command. He didn't have command of his stuff. Eflin said he felt some discomfort in his right shoulder, so I took him out of the game, and it was a last-minute deal right before the end of the inning, right before the inning was over. So I went to the umpire and asked to make sure that he knew that it was for I won't call it an injury. He had discomfort in it, and I felt no reason to send Eflin back out. No, we're still looking for guys to, you know, get it together. You take Eflin last year, he had some real good games, and he hasn't been able to duplicate that so far this year. You know, it could be his new knees that he's got fixed, and whatever the reason, he had some arm issues earlier. Today, you never know what it is all about. It's just a matter of commanding the ball.
It was another rough outing for Zach Eflin on Friday night as he fell to 1-5 on the season following 5 innings of 6-run ball, giving up 7 hits along the way as the Phillies fell to the Giants 10-3. Eflin shared his thoughts with the media after the game.
Just kind of a steady tightness.
Front or back?
A little bit of the back. And it was just something I wasn't kind of comfortable on, you know, continuing. So, like I said, show up tomorrow, see how it feels. It was more of a precautionary thing than anything, like I said. But I want to make sure it's right before anything. I felt it throughout the whole game. It wasn't anything that affected my velocity. It was more of an uncomfortable feeling. And like I said, it was more of a precautionary thing and you know, trying to catch it in time.
The Phillies look to bounce back Saturday behind Jared Eichhoff. He'll be opposed by Ty Block.